I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, our Mike Plourd sat down with Jelena McLean. She is the director of the Superior Arts Youth Theater's production of Peter Pan, Broadway's timeless musical. It's coming up next week at the Forrest Roberts Theater. They talked about the production, and we also heard from Camden Larson, who's the cast member who is portraying Peter Pan.
So it is a musical version of Jay and Barry's Peter Pan. It's just like the regular story of Peter Pan, a little different than Disney. Some of the songs you'll recognize, because I'm sure most of the audience out there has heard Neverland. There is a song about flight still, so that's pretty exciting. But yeah, it is your general story. Peter Pan, Wendy, Tinkerbell, all the gang is there.
The cool law, that's a very, very cool story. It's going to take place at Forrest Roberts Theater Thursday, March 15th, Friday, March 16th, Saturday, March 17th. We'll talk about the different times. Sunday, March 18th, but Camden Larson in the studio with us as well. He plays Peter Pan. And Camden, tell us about playing Peter Pan. What's that like?
It's really cool. He's really energetic and high energy, and he does all these crazy things. He has a great personality, and one of my favorite things about playing Peter Pan is I get to fly. So yeah.
I was just going to ask you about that. How is that flying on stage?
It's crazy. I'm actually hooked up to a harness, so I can flip around. I can do somersaults and backflips and everything, and they track me left and right and pull me up and down, and it's crazy. It's really cool.
When you first got into that harness, did you play around with it a little bit to see what you could do?
Yeah, I did. It was a little weird at first, but I got my bearings after a while.
I imagine it was more than a little weird.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. You'd sometimes try to do something, but then you just flip over and hang there. But yeah.
So you're playing Peter Pan as well. So not only do you fly, but you have to sing while you're doing it.
Yes. Yeah, that's one of the challenges of it. I do a song where I'm flipping and flying in the air all over the place, and at the same time, I'm singing and acting. So, yeah.
Talking to Camden Larson, who is playing Peter Pan in production coming up, and Jelena McLean, who is a director. And Jelena, for you, you've done this before. You're a veteran of directing children, but how is this production? Talk about this production.
So this production is different because, well, we've got a live orchestra for one, and there's a lot with our orchestra. There's a lot of like underscoring in scenes that kids aren't even singing in. So that's been a lot of fun, just having our actors react to the music that's happening in the pit. We've also got a lot of combat in this show, which I haven't done a lot of. So we have a combat specialist in our artistic team. That way the kids could be learning combat, but learning it safely. And so this is something new with the youth theater that the audiences haven't seen before. So you are going to see a lot of hand-to-hand and sword combat in this show, as well as flight. So
Mike Plourd in the studio, and joining me is Camden Larson, who is Peter Pan in the production coming up, and Jelena McLean, who is the director. And Jelena, let's tell them about when and how they can get tickets.
All right. So our show opens next Thursday, which is March 15th, and it runs through the 18th for 5 productions total. We do have matinees on our Saturday and Sunday of that weekend, and one night show on that Saturday. Other than that, we've got the Thursday, Friday, 7 o'clock shows. You can get tickets through any NMU Easy Ticketing outlet by calling the NMU Ticketing office at 227-1032 or going online to tickets.nmu.edu. And we do have a print at home feature. It's great to get your tickets ahead of time, though, because it is $2 more at the door. So we do have a door fee.
I'll tell you another thing, too. This show, this whole production is going to be sold out very quickly.
Sure.
So if you want to go to the show, and you do, you know, get those tickets right now.
Yeah.
As quick as you can. And Camden Larson in the studio with us. And Camden, you're Peter Pan. We were talking off mic a little bit about the flying techniques, and you put in a few techniques for your own. Tell us about the flying.
I can do a lot of things with it. I've definitely experimented with a lot of different things that I don't know have been put into effect before, but I can do all kinds of crazy things. They'd asked me to do all kinds of crazy things. I've been turning on my side and not kicking people, so I'm trying to flip over them so I avoid them, and I can do pretty much anything.
And you've created a technique for flying sideways.
Yes, I have. It's weird, but I can do it. They kind of have to swing me out so I can get enough momentum to turn on my side, but yeah, I like doing it. It's cool.
That's going to be a lot of fun, and you get to do that on stage, of course. Peter Pan flies.
Yes.
And what else, as far as about flying, what else is fun for you to do in this production?
It's fun for me to do, well, specifically, probably the end of the show when I fight with Hook. You'll have to come see the details about that one, but that's probably my favorite flying scene.
And Jelena, you were talking about, having to do combat.
Yes.
Is something different for a director.
Yep. It's been a lot of hard work. And just in terms of making sure that everyone on stage who maybe doesn't have a sword but is still doing hand-to-hand is aware that there are swords on stage. And, you know, you got to duck. You got to watch out for your eyeballs. And same with the people with the swords. You have to be aware of what's going on around you at all times when you have a weapon like that on stage. Even though they're not sharp and they're ready for stage combat, it's still something that people need to be really aware of. But it's so cool, and it adds such a different level to the show. And when that orchestra's playing the fight scene music, and the kids are out there fighting and punching each other and kicking each other and grunting, it's just like the coolest thing ever.
And making it look realistic even though it's not.
Exactly. Because you got it. There are stage slaps, there's stage punches, stage kicks, stage foot stomps. There's so many different things that go into a fight to make it look real to the audience, but to be safe and effective on stage.
Yeah, there's little tiny warrior girls punching huge pirates, and it's just the funniest thing, and it's really cool.
That's excellent. That's a production of Peter Pan coming up on the weekend of starting Thursday, March 15th, Friday, March 16th, Saturday, March 17th, Sunday, March 18th, and evening productions on Thursday and Friday start at 7 o'clock. Saturday, there's a matinee, 1 o'clock, and an evening production at 7. And Sunday, there's a presentation at 1 o'clock. And tickets one more time, Jalene?
Tickets are $15 for adults and $9 for students. Again, additional $2 at the door. And it's through the NMU Easy Ticketing outlets. That's tickets.nmu.edu or 906-227-1032.
That's our Mike Plord chatting with Jelena McLean, the director of the Superior Arts Youth Theater's production of Peter Pan, coming up at the Forrest Roberts Theater at Northern Michigan University. We also heard from Camden Larson, who is playing Peter Pan. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.